No, I do not have a 13-page call to worship, I promise. After talking with Michael, in conjunction with some of the songs that he's preparing to sing, we talked last night and decided we would do our call to worship from Isaiah chapter 9, a familiar passage, especially this time of the year. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle, and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel and fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Heavenly Father, thank you for these great and precious promises that we celebrate throughout the year, but especially this time of the year. Thank you for these promises that have been fulfilled and are yet to be fulfilled. And we do pray that we would, in light of these promises, prepare our hearts to worship you for the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.